Imam Hussein's companions from the past to the present. In the name of God, welcome to the program. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, with his martyrdom, removed darkness, burnt the system of oppression, and irrigated the scorched desert of justice like a flowing river. God says in the end of Ayah 95 of Surah Nisa, Allah has graced those who wage jihad over those who sit back with a great reward. Mujahid is a person who revolts against oppression and injustice, for silence in the face of oppression and corruption is indeed cooperation with the oppressors. The Holy Quran has dealt with the issue of oppression in nearly 290 ayahs. For instance, in Ayah 113 of Surah Hud, we read, And do not incline toward the oppressors, lest the fire should touch you, and you will not have any friends besides Allah, then you will not be helped. When Yazid spread decadence and corruption everywhere with his despotic and oppressive rule, preaching and advice fell on deaf ears and Islamic values were deformed. Thus Imam Hussein, peace upon him, aware of the impossibility of outward victory over the armed enemy, hoisted the banner of uprising and, choosing martyrdom, accomplished the greatest job that could be done. Then he stressed that the spotless lapse and noble progeny do not allow him to prefer humility over war and martyrdom with sword. With such logic, a martyr shines like dawn in the horizon. This is why God says in Ayah 169 of Surah Ali Imran, And do not suppose those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead. Rather, they are alive and provided sustenance beside their Lord. Thinkers believe that a martyr is the heart of history. Just as the heart gives blood and life to the dry veins and limbs, a martyr revives the society that is dormant and indolent. The great miracle of martyrdom is that it bestows self-reliance and faith to a generation. Martyrdom is the zenith of self-sacrifice. The self-sacrifice of martyrs not only elevates them, it also leaves great impacts on others and paves the ground for changing the fate of societies. The sacred blood of Hussein is the eternal source of life for nations. Imam Hussein is alive forever, and he calls on all to rush towards assisting the front of truth at any given era. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, saw very shocking scenes that cannot be depicted or described. Water was banned for the Imam, his companions, and even the women and children. Harmala targeted Imam Hussein's six-month infant, Ali Asghar, with an arrow which pierced the child's throat. The infant was martyred with parched lips. The hordes of Yazid rivaled for killing Imam Hussein's youth, Ali Akbar, who bore the most resemblance to the Prophet in character, face, and speech. Then they cut the hands of the Imam's valiant brother, Hazrat Abbas, who was famous as Qamar Bani Hashim, or the Moon of Bani Hashim clan. Then the godless troops of Yazid shot his eyes with poisonous arrows. The devilish troops of Yazid were not content with murdering Imam Hussein and his companions, but they rode horses over their bodies, burned the tents of the survivors, coercively grabbed the earrings of young girls and whipped their weak bodies all the way long from Karbala to Kufa and then to Damascus. As Imam Hussein, peace upon him, saw his companions courting martyrdom, he said, "Whatsoever that befalls me is easy to me as it is before the eyes of God." Now, approximately 14 centuries have passed since the Epic of Ashura. Everything is like that era. Today, the oppressors are committing heinous crimes in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Palestine, and Myanmar. Every day, news are released of bombing the houses of civilians in Yemen, beheading of innocent men and raping of women in Syria and Iraq, or burning of the homes and hearts of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Not long has passed since Saddam of the Ba'ath minority regime in Baghdad invaded Iran and dropped chemical bombs on residential areas in Iran and even in Iraq. He thought that the people would surrender to his bestial acts, but volunteer forces rushed to the battlefronts with headbands decorated with the names of Hussein and Fatima Zahra. The frustrated and enraged Saddam used chemical weapons more than 3,500 times. The Special Inspector of Iraq's Presidential Guard, Abdulrashid Abdulbaten, with no feeling of remorse over the cannibalistic behavior with Iranian captives, said, "During the Walfajr 8 operation, in which Iranians captured five port city with a surprise attack, I had the mission of interrogating Iranian captives. They would not cooperate by any means, so I ordered a group of frogmen be put beside each other while their hands were tied with special cables. Then a tank passed over them and their heads were crushed under the tank's caterpillar. Yet the remaining captives were so firm in their belief that they refused to reveal a single word on the tactics and strategies of their fellow combatants." The eight-year U.S.-imposed war ended, but the self-sacrifices of the devoted and loyal combatants remained alive forever. Dear listeners, it is narrated that on the night of Tasua, 9th of Muharram, martyr Mustafa Chamran, who was one of the great Iranian commanders of the eight-year war, came out of the trench with eyes filled with tears. Then he started speaking to Imam Hussein with the words, "My master Hussein, we were not present on Ashura and in Karbala to be martyred before you, but we have said in all our life, we wish we were with you and be salvaged with you. Today I have a wish. I have come to Khuzestan to reply positively to your call and cause. I wish I would be martyred here. But I have a greater wish. You were present over the martyrs at the moment of their martyrdom, and you kissed them, smelled them, and bade them farewell. Is it possible that when I fall down to be martyred, I would be your guest and you put your hand on my chest and sense the fire of love to you and your God and satiate me?"